This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty.
Bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back inside Modern Woman Park here in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchival joining you on Bally Sports Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com as Quad Cities takes on the Cedar Rapids Colonels for game two of this six-game series. Wherever you're tuned in from on this Wednesday night, we thank you so much for being here. It's game 128 of Quad City's season as they try to even up this six-game set against the Colonels after losing in the series opener last night. A true pitcher's duel to start the week. Colonels would pick up the win 2-1 in a game where they'd have 10 hits and the Bandits would have just two, and yet only one run of separation between these in-state rivals. Colonels actually fell behind in the first inning. The Bandits jumped out in front, two batters into the ballgame. Sam Coolisingham picked up an RBI double to give Quad Cities a 1-0 lead after Nolan Saylor started the game, reaching via an error and moving up the second on a stolen base. Kulasingham would then drive him in with yet another hit for Kulasingham, his 129th to lead the league this season. But that would be the extent of the River Bandits' run production yesterday. And the Colonels, well, their deficit would not last long. They would score twice in the next half inning. In the top of the second against Emmanuel Reyes, an RBI single from Raindon Cone tied it up, and then an error allowed the Colonels to take a 2-1 lead they would never relinquish. It was a fantastic start for Colonels starter Jose Olivares. The right-hander went six innings, gave up just one unearned run and one hit with two walks in a season-high 10 strikeouts. Olivares picked up his second quality start of the year. After him, just one man worked out of the Colonels' bullpen. It was right-hander Matt Gabbert, who was equally as phenomenal. Three scoreless innings, one hit, no walks, and five strikeouts as the Bandits punched out 15 times at the plate. Out of Quad City's bullpen, and including their starter Emmanuel Reyes, really a decent night on the mound, more than a decent night. Yes, the Bandits pitchers gave up 10 hits, but only one earned run. Emmanuel Reyes would complete a five-inning start, giving up both runs, the one earned, on seven hits, one walk, and five strikeouts. After Reyes, Tyler Davis, Max Martin, and Hunter Alberini combined for four scoreless innings out of the Bandits' bullpen, yielding just three base runners and striking out six. Max Martin was the headliner, two scoreless innings for the righty with a new career high, four strikeouts. Offensively, the Bandits produced just four total base runners in the ball game with two hits and two walks. They did have a man reach on an error. They actually had two men reach on an error, but after the first inning, the Bandits only had three guys on base for the remainder of the night, and neither of those three were able to get off first. So, with that loss yesterday, and with a Beloit Skycarp win against the Peoria Chiefs, the Bandits now enter game two of this six-game series with five games to go in the regular season, and they are 2.5 games back of Beloit for the top spot in the Midwest League West Division. The Skycarp entered yesterday with a magic number of five. It is now down to three. So the margin of error for Quad Cities is very, very small at this point. And basically, they need to get at least four wins to give themselves a shot here at the end of the season. Let's go ahead and continue today's pregame show with a look at the starting lineups. We'll check out the card for Brian Myers' squad over in Cedar Rapids, the Colonels, the high-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Once again, they'll have Minnesota's number 8 prospect and a first-round pick from this year, shortstop Merrick Houston, in the leadoff spot. Kyle DeBarge moves into the 2-hole and will play second base. And then Eduardo Tait, the Twins' number 2 prospect, bats third and serves as the designated hitter. Braden Whittaker is over in center field for the Colonels tonight. He's in the cleanup spot, batting fourth. Danny D'Andrade bats fifth. He plays third base. And then Misael Urbina makes his series debut, batting sixth and playing left. Pancho Ruiz is also in the lineup for the first time this week. Pancho is the Colonels' catcher. He bats seventh. Jaime Ferrer bats eighth. He's over in right. And batting ninth, it's the first baseman, Jefferson Valladares. Getting the start for the Colonels this evening, it's the 22-year-old lefty from Kernersville, North Carolina, Garrett Horn, who will make his fifth appearance and fifth start of the season for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. He is a guy who opened the year as a member of the Texas Rangers organization, but he was traded on July 31st in the Danny Colon deal, and now he is here with the high-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. In his first four starts with the Colonels, he has posted an 0-1 record and a 2.87 ERA. He put together a solid start last week against Beloit, although in a losing effort, he gave up just two runs in four innings with five strikeouts. Now let's get to the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the high-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Jesus Asuaje is their skipper, and he's led the team to a 71-56 overall record. The Bandits are 32-29 in the second half and 2.5 games out of first behind the Beloit Skycarp. Leading off for Quad Cities today, Nolan Saylor gets a break, so it's Sam Kulasingham, the second baseman. Blake Mitchell, the Bandits' catcher, bats second, and then Daniel Vasquez is in the 3-hole. He'll play his usual short. Chris Brito makes his series debut as the designated hitter, batting fourth. Trevor Werner will play first and bat fifth, and batting sixth across the infield, it's the third baseman, Austin Charles. Carter Frederick bats seventh. He's over in right field. Hunter Ensley bats eighth and plays left. And batting ninth, it's Quad City's center fielder, Eric Torres. On the mound for the River Bandits this evening, it's the 24-year-old righty from Paducah, Kentucky, Logan Martin, who makes his 22nd appearance and 22nd start of the season for Quad Cities. The former Kentucky Wildcat, 8-4 with a 3.62 ERA. He's been working his way back from injury over the last couple of starts. He has not put together a start going beyond three innings since the middle of July. But in the month of August, he has not given up a run across three starts. He's worked 7 2/3 scoreless with 9 strikeouts and has a .91 whip in the month of August. Of course, this is his first start of September, but his last outing in August was against Wisconsin last week on the 28th. He pitched 3 scoreless innings with 4 strikeouts against the Timber Rattlers. That will do it for our pregame show tonight. Time to step aside for the national anthem. And when we come back, we've got first pitch on this Copa Wednesday, the last one of the regular season, live on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
And batting ninth center field, number 4, Aaron Torres. Starting on the mound, number 21, Logan Martin. Fans, would you please rise and remove your caps in honor of playing your national anthem, brought to you by Window World of Davenport. Performing tonight's anthem is Grupo Nuevo Estilo.
Bandits Baseball is back on the air. Bienvenidos, everybody, and welcome back to Modern Woman Park and the final Copa Wednesday of Quad Cities 2025 season. Once again, Kyle Kirchville with you, and pleased to have you tuned in for game 128 of the Bandits season and game 2 of their 6-game series against the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the high-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. The Bandits are trying to rebound after a loss in this series opener yesterday. The Colonels beat him in a pitcher's duel 2-1. And tonight, it's right-hander Logan Martin who gets the ball for Jesus Asuaje, making his 22nd appearance and 22nd start of the season for Quad Cities. Martin, 24 years old, out of Paducah, Kentucky. He was the Royals' 12th round pick in 2023 out of the University of Kentucky. He enters tonight 8-4 with a 3.62 ERA. In 87 total innings pitched, he's amassed a 1.22 whip and a 2.27 opponent's batting average. Well, once again, a cooler night for baseball, but unlike yesterday, a few more clouds and a lot more wind. Right now, the stars and stripes next to the video board in left field are blowing out straight away to center field at about 10 miles per hour with gusts of up to 22. So Mother Nature at the backs of the baseball, at least as far as the hitters are concerned tonight. First pitch temperature should clock in around 67 degrees with cloudy skies. There was some rain early and late on in this afternoon, but looks like that's all cleared up. And although it's cloudy, it should be dry the rest of the way. Merrick Houston is in the right-handed batter's box, ready to get the game started for the Colonels. First pitch on the way from Logan Martin is a called strike on a fastball. It's 6:32 Central Time. Of course, the Bandits are in their Banditos threats on this final Copa Wednesday of the year. The pitch. Houston fouls it over the screen, and the count's quickly 0-2 on the Twins' number 8 prospect. For the Colonels, they're switching over from the alternate Reds, which they wore yesterday, into the classic road grays tonight. 0-2. Slider down and away. 1-2. Martin 6'1", 210 pounds. Comes at you with that three-pitch mix, a fastball, a slider, and a changeup. 1-2 to Houston. Popped him up near home plate. Blake Mitchell sheds the mask, works towards the screen. On the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch. Houston pops up to start the ball game. So a good beginning to the night for Logan Martin as Kyle DeBarge steps in with Eduardo Tait now waiting on deck. Defensively for Quad Cities, Eric Torres gets the start in center field with Hunter Ensley in left, Carter Fredericks in right field. Austin Charles is at third, but Daniel Vasquez at short. Sam Kulasingham at second, Trevor Werner at first, and the aforementioned Mitchell behind the plate. First pitch to DeBarge is a called strike one. Well, Kyle played in the game yesterday, hit fourth and played left field. Tonight, batting second and playing second. The pitch, a line drive, one hopper over to short, snagged by Vasquez. Strong throw to first is in time, and it's a couple of quick outs to start the night for Martin. Now Logan with three scoreless innings against Wisconsin last week in Appleton. In those three innings, threw 59 pitches, the most he's put up in a start since the end of July. Martin's innings count closing in on 90 this year, and he's been dealing with a nagging injury over the last few weeks. So two outs, nobody on for Tait, the left-handed hitting DH. First pitch, fastball, called strike one. Well, even though Martin has been a little bit banged up, the fastball velo has still been sitting 94-95. The pitch, wave and a miss on a good changeup. It's quickly 0-2. And in his three banged-up starts, if you will, Martin has worked scorelessly. Across his last three outings, 7 2/3 frames worth of zeros. A 179 opponent's batting average and 9 strikeouts to 2 walks. He's got Tait in an 0-2 hole. Pitch on the way. Foul tip held on to by Mitchell for strike 3 to end the inning. Terrific start for Logan Martin. He retires the Colonels 1-2-3 in the top of the first. And through a half frame, it's Cedar Rapids nothing. Quad Cities coming to the plate against Garrett Horn.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Bottom of the first at Modern Woman Park. It's time for Sam Coolisingham to lead things off for the Bandits offense tonight. He's followed by Blake Mitchell and Daniel Vasquez. The top third of Quad Cities order to face 22-year-old lefty Garrett Horn, who makes his fifth start of the year for the Colonels, 0-1 with a 2.87 ERA since being traded over from the Rangers. First pitch on the way to Coolisingham. He takes high for ball one. Scoreless ball game. Bandits starter Logan Martin with a 1-2-3 top of the first. And now Coolisingham, the league's hits leader, trying to set the table back atop the order. Switch hitter batting right-handed against the southpaw. The 1-0 is down and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Well, Sam was responsible for all of the Bandits' runs and half of their hit total yesterday with an RBI double in the first as just the second batter of the night for Quad Cities. 2-0 pitch. Sharply hit ground ball through the left side. Another knock for Sammy Kay. 130 on the season for the Bandits second baseman. 102 off the bat and into left field for a leadoff hit. So quickly into this one, Coolisingham extends a hit streak up to 9 games and his on-base streak to 23. He has been a superb table setter for Quad Cities this season as he's aboard for the Bandits catcher, left-handed hitting Blake Mitchell. Only left-on-left matchup we'll see today, at least in terms of the starting lineup. First pitch, that's pulled down the right field line. Fair, bouncing towards the warning track and off the wall. Coolisingham is up to third base. He gets the green light around third. Relay throw will not come. The throw from the outfield went to second base, and that allowed Coolisingham to score on an RBI double for Blake Mitchell. 1-0 Quad Cities in the first. B. Mitch coming through. Fifth double and 12th RBI of the season for the Royals' top prospect. And just as Quad Cities did yesterday, they take a 1-0 lead, two batters into their night. So now a man in scoring position for shortstop Daniel Vasquez. Yesterday, 1-for-4 with the Bandits' second and last hit with a one-out single in the ninth. He represented the game-tying run, but was ultimately straighted by Matt Gabbert, who picked up his first Colonel save. First pitch, fades outside, ball one. Well, Garrett Horn, 22 years old, from Kernersville, North Carolina, 6'2", 190 pounds. Originally a sixth-round pick by the Rangers last year out of Liberty. But as we noted earlier, traded at the deadline. The pitch, sharply hit through the left side, another base hit. Mitchell gets a stop sign at third, and Vasquez stops at first. Three straight hits to start the night for Quad Cities. Coolisingham, Mitchell, and Vasquez to bring up Chris Brito. 103 off the barrel. Hanging breaking ball that Vasquez did miss. And before Brito steps in, Colonel's catcher Pancho Ruiz heads out to the hill for a visit. So that gives us a moment to introduce you to the rest of Brian Meyer's defensive alignment. Brandon Whitaker gets the start in center field with Urbina flanking him in left, Ferrer in right field. Danny DeAndrade is at third with Houston at short, Kyle DeBarge at second, Jefferson Bayadara is at first, and again, Pancho Ruiz doing the catching. So here's Brito as Ruiz is back behind home after issuing some defensive signs to the infield in a first and third situation. Brito did not play yesterday, but he has been one of the hottest hitters as of late for Quad Cities, entering the evening with a 9-game hit streak. Left on right, first pitch from the southpaw, waved out and missed for strike one. During this 9-game stretch, Brito is hitting .412 with 5 doubles and 7 RBIs. He has elevated his average on the year to .261 with a .749 OPS. Horn sets belt high, kicks and fires. Wave and a miss, strike two. As far as Horn's arsenal goes, he throws a fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. His cutter is quite slider-like, so sometimes it's tough to differentiate that pitch from his slider, his official slider. 0-2. Fastball just high at 91 miles per hour. Brito, 25 years old, from Charlotte, North Carolina. A couple of Carolina kids duking it out on a Wednesday evening in the Midwest. First and third, no one away in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Check swing, and Brito got a piece, fouling it off behind home. Now the River Bandits with a 1-0 lead after an RBI double from Blake Mitchell. Sam Kulasingham led off the night for the Bandits' bats with a single. Drove one through the left side, just as Daniel Vasquez did moments ago. Another two-strike pitch. No, a throw to first, and Vasquez dives back. It's kind of been an underappreciated part of Vasquez's game this year. He has 26 stolen bases this season. He's only been caught 7 times. Horn looks his way again. Now the 1-2. High fly ball to right center field. Decently struck. That should be deep enough. Whitaker ranges back, makes the catch. Mitchell tags from third, and the Bandits take a 2-0 lead. So the hit streak yet to be extended for Brito, but he picks up his 24th RBI of the season and gets the Bandits a multi-run advantage here in the first. But last week against the Timber Rattlers, manufacturing runs was one of Quad City's specialties. Yes, they had all the extra base hits, and yeah, the team hit over 270 combined. But sack flies, bunts, runs on fielder's choices, they were all part of things as well. First out of the ball game, or at least here in the bottom of the first, as here's Trevor Werner. He'll take inside on that cutter for ball one. Today is Trevor Werner's 25th birthday. From Tomball, Texas, and the Royals' 7th-round pick out of Texas A&M in 2023. Drafted as a two-way player, but he's never pitched since going pro. 1-0. Breaking ball missed high. 2 balls, no strikes. Trevor Werner playing in his 25th career game against Cedar Rapids. Yesterday, wore the golden sombrero, 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. Horn looks to first, the 2-0. Down and in on the curveball. Ball popped out of Ruiz's mitt, but Vasquez stays at first. Werner's batting 205 this season. This is his 80th game played this year. 13 doubles, 7 homers, 38 driven in. Today getting the start at first base for just the 14th time this season. 3-0. Fastball, inner half, called strike. By the way, Tyler Vandewater, he is the home plate umpire this evening, while Zach Hovick patrols the base paths. Their duties were swapped in the series opener yesterday. They'll alternate throughout the week. Horn trying to battle back into the count. 3-1. Cut on and missed. A good breaking ball had Werner in front. And sure enough, he does work back into the count. It runs full. Fans still making their way into the ballpark on this blustery and cloudy Wednesday evening. Horn sets, kicks, and goes over to first, and back safely is Vasquez. He has not tried to run just yet. Horn coming off of a really strong month of August with the Colonels, a 2.87 ERA last month. 3-2 pitch. There goes Vasquez. Pitches inside for ball four. And the throw down to second gets into center field, even though it didn't matter. Whitaker will toss it back in, and Vasquez stays put. So no stolen base. Trevor Werner draws a one-out walk, and the Bandits have 2 aboard for Austin Charles. Well, the Bandits took a 1-0 lead in the first inning yesterday, and the game wound up a rare one, where Quad City scored first but lost. It's the 22nd time in 69 games this season where the Bandits landed the opening punch but ended up on the wrong side of things. So now, first and second with one out for AC, the Royals' number 28 prospect. Horn steps off and will reset. He's already used a disengagement. Charles, like many Bandits, hitless yesterday. He was 0-for-3. The pitch. That's low and squirts underneath the wickets of Ruiz and back towards the backstop. And both Vasquez and Werner are going to move up 90 feet. Going to have to see how that one was ruled, but at least upon initial viewing, I think think I'd run with a pass ball. Looked like it went off of Ruiz's mitt and then rolled underneath his legs. Might have gone between the legs of Vandewater as well. So now the double play is out of order for the Colonels. They bring the infield in with one out. 0-1. Charles takes a mighty hack but swings through a changeup and he's behind 0-2. Charles, with an OPS north of 1,000 last week against Wisconsin, launched his first two Bandits homers, sitting 193 on the season, his first full season with the Quad Cities. 0-2. Up and in, fastball missed. Really, it was Charles' first season with the Bandits in general, for full or partial. He was with Quad Cities last year, but only in the postseason and for one game. And he did not play in Game 2 of the West Division Championship Series in Wisconsin. 1-2. A little low, just missed. Two balls, two strikes on AC. Sun starting to peek through these cloudy skies, gracing the outfield grass. 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three. And the count runs full. This time it's a River Bandits hitter filling things up. And his horn eclipses the 20 pitch mark here in the first inning. Colonels are getting a right-hander up in the bullpen. Looks like Easton Stoll. 3-2. Inside, he walked him. That'll load the bases for Carter Frederick. Back-to-back one-out walks issued by Horn, and you have to imagine a mound visit is about to occur. And sure enough, Hunter Townsend is out of the first base dugout. He will go and at least meet with the battery, if not members of the infield. It looks like Jefferson Valladares is going to come in from first as well. Well, the Bandits are sitting on a gold mine here in the first. They've got a chance to really blow things open. They already lead 2-0 after an RBI double from Blake Mitchell, just the second hitter of the game for Quad Cities. And then two batters later, Chris Brito gave the Bandits the multi-run advantage with a sac fly to plate Mitchell. Now Vasquez is at third, Werner's at second, and Austin Charles is at first. One of the oddities of the River Bandits season, at least statistically, has been their extreme challenges with the bases loaded this year. The Bandits have been up and down when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position, but throughout this entire summer, Quad Cities has really struggled with the bases loaded. They are hitting a league worst 168 with the bases juiced. They're the only team in the Midwest League without a grand slam, and they have a team OPS of just 514 in these spots. So Carter Frederick steps up, trying to turn that around, and he takes outside for a ball. Freddie had a 12-game on-base streak snapped yesterday. He struck out in all three of his at-bats. Just trying to put something in play here. Middle infield for the Colonels, looking for a double play. First baseman Valladares cheats in. The 1-0. Wave and a miss. Strike one. A .227 average for Frederick this year in 97 games, 24 doubles, and 3 homers. Those 24 doubles tied for 7th most in the league. Next pitch, a late swing on an elevated fastball, and Frederick comes up empty for strike two. Stadium lights have been turned on here in Davenport, but again, we're starting to see more sun than we had really all afternoon up until this point. Open stance for Frederick in the right-handed box. He waves the bat around a couple of times and now hoists it up. Horn sets and fires. Missed outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Frederick, 23 years old, from Birmingham, Alabama. Royals' 20th round pick last year out of Oklahoma, where he had a very short career as a Sooner. Went to Sneed State beforehand, but dealt with injuries at the end of his college career. 2-2. Strike three, swinging. Got him with a fastball. 91 miles per hour. First K of the night for Horn. And out number two in the home half of the first. So a big strikeout for the Colonels' hurler. But he's not quite out of the woods yet. And work left on right against Bandits outfielder Hunter Ensley, who's getting the start in left field and making his series debut. Ensley has played sparingly over the last couple of weeks. He is 0 for his last 11 at the plate, going back to last week. First pitch. Fouled off over the right side, strike one. Former Tennessee Volunteer, signed as an undrafted free agent with the Royals after the draft this season. Through his first 11 games as a pro, hitting 156, but with 7 RBIs and some really nice plays defensively. That's probably his calling card. 0-1. Fastball taken for strike two. Quad Cities has the bases loaded with two outs in the bottom of the first. They already lead 2-0, but another hit here could put them in a big spot. By that, I mean with a big advantage. 0-2. Fly ball, right center field, well struck. Whittaker back into the alley, reaches up and makes the catch shy of the warning track to end the frame. So Quad Cities scores twice, but their struggles with the bases loaded continue. Three left to board as we go to the second. 2-0 QC on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Nothing lead for the River Bandits after one. We start the second. Brandon Whittaker, Danny DeAndrade, and Misael Urbina due up against the Bandits starter Logan Martin, who worked a 1-2-3 first inning and needed just 9 pitches. First pitch to Whittaker. It's pushed foul over the right side for strike one. Brandon back in center field, where he played defensively yesterday, but up a spot in the order is the Twins' number 15 prospect per MLB pipeline. The pitch. Up and in, 1-1 one strike. Whittaker went 0 for 4 in the series opener yesterday, but he is a dangerous power threat. The 1-1 outside, 2 balls, 1 strike. He has 20 doubles and 16 homers this year. He's the only Colonel with a double-digit home run total this season, and he's tied for third most in the league this year. 2-1 outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. It looks like Eston Stoll, who was warming up in the first base bullpen, has since stopped as Whittaker takes a called strike two. He was getting ready to come in as Horn labored through the bottom of the first. He had to face 8 Bandits hitters and throw 31 pitches. Ultimately gave up 2 runs on 3 hits with 2 walks, but the Bandits really had him backed into a corner with the bases loaded and couldn't come through with one more big hit. Payoff pitch to Whittaker. Fastball just outside, maybe up. And that's a leadoff walk.
First base runner allowed tonight by Logan Martin. And that brings up Danny DeAndrade. Martin this season averaging 3.5 walks per 9 innings. Just over 7.5 strikeouts per 9. Right on right now against Danny DeAndrade. The pitch. Fastball. There's a strike. 0-1. Well, Danny had yet another good game against the River Bandits yesterday. Went 1-for-4 with his 6th double in 13 career games against Quad Cities. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Strike two. DeAndrade. That's two words. D-E space A-N-D-R-A-D-E. Different than Kyle DeBarge. DeBarge is one word. 0-2. Slider down and away. Couldn't get him to chase. DeAndrade playing in his 117th game this season. He and Kyle DeBarge second on the team in terms of games played behind Whittaker. The pitch. Low and outside again. Two balls, two strikes. DeAndrade with 26 doubles. Third most in the league this season. He's also homered 9 times and has driven in 57. Just outside of the league's top 10 in that category. The pitch home. Fouled off the hands, back into the backstop netting. 93 miles per hour on the heater from Martin, and the count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, now it looks like Stoll is back up in that first base bullpen. 2-2 to the plate. High fly ball to playable right field. Carter Frederick waves off Eric Torres, reaches up, and makes the squeeze on out number one. So that brings up the left fielder, Misael Urbina, who was not in the ball game yesterday, but tonight plays in his 46th career game against Quad Cities. He has played in 273 career games as a Colonel, which is the most in Cedar Rapids franchise history since at least 1988. Throw over to first. Whittaker dives back. We've been saying Urbina's name on the River Bandits Baseball Network since 2023. Double play depth for the infield. Martin deals, and Urbina fouls it straight back for a strike. Misael in 70 games this year with the Colonels, batting 237. 14 doubles, 3 homers, and 30 driven in. An open, upright stance in the right-handed box. Martin stares in, winds the pitch clock down to 2, now 1, and steps off. 2-0 lead for Quad Cities. Still just getting underway in game 2 of this 6-game set. Top of the second inning. Whittaker away from first, held by Werner. Now Martin's 0-1. Fastball right there, strike 2 call. Urbina from Valencia, Venezuela. 23-year-old who was acquired as an international free agent by the Colonels all the way back in 2018. He is the longest tenured Twins farmhand on the Colonels roster. 0-2. Low and away with that slider. Martin's gone to it a couple of times in 2-strike scenarios, but no Colonel has yet to bite. Pancho Ruiz, the catcher, waits on deck. Urbina battling now in a 1-2 count. Martin delivers. Wave and a miss. Struck him out on the fastball. 94 on the gun for Martin's second K of the evening. 2 gone in the top of the second inning. Well, if guys aren't willing to chase that slider down and away, it at the very least sets up the elevated heat. As now the aforementioned Pancho Ruiz steps in for his series debut, playing in his 53rd game for the Colonels this year. The pitch. Low and in. Ball one. Pancho with hits in 5 straight ball games. In those 5 games, a couple of doubles and 4 ribbies recorded. 1-0. Outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Now, Whittaker is a willing base stealer. He has swiped 26 bags this year, only been caught four times, but he has yet to try to take off against Martin here in the second. The pitch. Outside, fastball missed at 93, and it's 3-0. Martin hit a batter and walked two in his three-inning start last week against Wisconsin, but worked scorelessly. The pitch. Down Main Street with the fastball, 3-1. The only base runner he has allowed today, of course, Whitaker, and he opened up this inning with a walk. After that, a fly ball off the bat of De Andrade and a strikeout of Urbina. 3-1. Fouled off the hands, and Martin's right back in at 3-2. Well, with just a three-pitch mix, location and sequencing are the names of the game for Logan Martin. He and Blake Mitchell will figure out what to go to here with two outs and a full count on Ruiz, who takes his timeout, now steps back in the box. Of course, Whitaker will be off with the pitch at first base. Martin's got the sign from B. Mitch and sets belt high. Payoff. Missed outside, and that's another walk. So Whitaker into scoring position. And Ruiz down to first base as the inning is extended for Jaime Ferrer.
Right field,
Jaime
Ferrer.
Wearing number 12 for Cedar Rapids. A navy blue 12 outlined in green on the back of this Colonel's road gray jersey. Logan Martin with high royal blue socks sets atop the hill. First pitch. High fly ball, but the shallow right field. Trevor Werner and Kula Singham are out there, but eventually Carter Frederick calls him off and makes the catch to end the inning. So a couple of walks issued by Martin in the top of two, but nothing comes of them. Two stranded. Then we go to the bottom of the second with Quad City still in front, 2-0.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty.
Second inning, but Colonel skipper Brian Meyer has made a pitching change. After one frame from Garrett Horn, it's the right-hander Esten Stoll, who is in out of the bullpen, making his 17th appearance of the season for the Colonels. He'll start his night against Eric Torres, the Bandits' nine-hole hitter. He takes up an in for ball one. Well, Torres, the only River Bandit who did not get to hit in the first inning. Quad Cities brought eight guys to the plate and took a 2-0 lead, but did strand the bases loaded. 1-0, Torres turns on it, pops it into the left field corner, and it bounces fair up against the wall. Torres is going to have an easy leadoff double. And once again, Quad Cities quickly into the hit column. Not often do we see Torres turn on pitches like that. In fact, that pitch was off the plate inside. But at 90 miles per hour, Torres able to get the barrel around it and pick up his 16th double of the season. So just like that, a man in scoring position for the top of the Bandits order. Sam Kulasinghe with a single to start the first inning rally. Pitch. He swings and singles into left field. Torres gets the green light around third. Urbina comes up firing. The throw to the plate, not in time. A head first dive gives Quad Cities a 3-0 lead. A 2-for-2 start for Sam Kulasinghe. He already has his 37th multi-hit game of the season under his belt as the Bandits lead by a trio. Three pitches, two hits, and a run for Quad Cities in the second. Well, Blake Mitchell got the Bandits their first run with an RBI double back in the first. Now right on left against Stoll. Out of the stretch, first pitch. Missed high with a breaking ball. Stoll has had a really good season for the Colonels. In fact, that run he gave up moments ago is the first he's allowed since July 24th. He is 0-3 with a 3.18 ERA, working exclusively out of the bullpen. The 1-0. Fastball called strike one. Final line for Colonels starter Garrett Horn. One inning pitched. Two runs allowed, both earned. Three hits, two walks, and one strikeout. Pickoff throw to first, and Kulasinghe dives back safely. This has been an uncharacteristic start for a Colonels pitching staff that over its last seven games has posted a 1.69 ERA and a .89 whip. Both of those marks top three in minor league baseball. The pitch swung at and missed for strike two. The Colonels bullpen responsible for a large chunk of that success since August 19th. Colonels relievers have a combined 1.60 ERA, which is second best in MILB. The pitch. Kulasinghe breaks for second. Wave and a miss of the dish. Throw down from Ruiz in time. A great throw and a great tag from Houston. Nabs Kulasinghe. So it's a strike him out, throw him out. Mitchell retired by way of the K. Kulasinghe caught stealing for the 10th time this season. Best case scenario there for Eston Stoll. Right-hander out of Pendleton, Indiana. 26-year-old now going right on right against 21-year-old Daniel Vasquez. First pitch. Ground ball to second. An easy one for DeBarge, who fields it to his left, throws to first, and ends the inning. Another run in, though, for Quad Cities. Sam Kulasinghe with his second knock of the game makes it 3-0. We go to the third. You're listening to Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
two innings of the ball game, Quad Cities has scored three times for a 3-0 lead. Top of the third, led off by Colonels nine-hole hitter Jefferson Valladares. He's followed by Merrick Houston and Kyle DeBarge. Bandit starter Logan Martin gave up a couple of walks in his last frame, but ultimately worked a second straight scoreless frame. He has two Ks and is not allowed to hit thus far. First pitch, Valladares takes up and in, ball one. Now Jefferson, 2-for-4 out of the 9 spot yesterday for the Colonels. Both of his hits going for singles. 1-0. Fouled back into the backstop netting. 1-1. Now, Valladares has only played in 18 games with Cedar Rapids this season, but he's been great. 3.14 average, couple of homers, and a 9.27 OPS. 1-1. Broken bat roller to short. Vasquez charges, picks it up with two hands, and shuffles the feet before throwing to first for an easy out number one. Both ground balls Martin has induced tonight have gone to Vasquez, as it's back to the top of the order for Merrick Houston. Houston, a native of Florida, 21-year-old, was the Twins' first-round pick this year out of Wake Forest. First pitch, a high drive to deep center field, but playable. Torres back a couple of hard steps. They're in time to make the catch. And a quick couple of outs for Martin to start the third. That'll bring up Kyle DeBarge. DeBarge with a single and a hit by pitch yesterday, keeping his average against Quad Cities this season at 375. He has an OPS of 915 when he faces Quad Cities. First pitch from Martin. Called strike one. He has 18 hits against the River Bandits this season, which is second most behind former Wisconsin Timber Rattler, Yadier Arenamo. The pitch. Slider low. Of course, Arenamo is now a member of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. He's up in AA Montgomery, or I guess down in AA Montgomery, if we're talking geography. 1-1. Fastball called strike two. There are not many offensive categories, at least in terms of against Quad Cities, that Arenamo is not at least ranked top three in. 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Got him looking on the outer edge. A right-on-right changeup from Logan Martin to strike out Kyle DeBarge. And Martin has posted three straight scoreless innings to start the night. Off to the bottom of three. Quad Cities leads 3-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. Half of the third from downtown Davenport. Quad Cities looking to extend its 3-0 lead against their in-state rivals, the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Middle third of Jesus Esquahe's order is coming to the plate against Eston Stoll and begins his second frame out of the Cedar Rapids bullpen. Brito, Werner, and Charles set to face the right-hander. Brito produced one of the Bandits' first few runs with a sac fly in the first. First pitch. Called strike on the outer edge of the zone. Well, Stola's faced the Bandits just once previously in his career. The pitch home. Check swing. Did he go? He did not. On the appeal, Zach Hovick says ball one. First time Stoll faced the Bandits was at Veterans Memorial Stadium on July 1st. It was here at Quad Cities on July 1st. He pitched three innings out of the bullpen. Actually, a season high for him. Gave up three runs, but just one earned. 1-1. That's high, 2-1. And against Quad Cities tonight, he may be asked to go three or four innings after the starter Garrett Horn faced just eight batters to complete the first inning. 2-1. Brito hits a ground ball this short. Sharply hit, but right to Houston, who scoops it off the dirt and fires to first for the out. Stoll signing with the Twins as an undrafted free agent earlier this year. Spent some time in Double-A Wichita this season as well, but just made one appearance as a member of the Win Search. By and large, his professional career has been spent here in Cedar Rapids as Trevor Warner fouls the first pitch away. He's a guy who spent several seasons playing indie ball after he concluded his college career at Southeastern University in Lakeland, Florida. That was after four seasons at Indiana Kokomo. Next pitch popped up right side. Valladares on the back side of the first base dugout, reaches up, and in foul territory makes the catch. Warner is out number two. After finishing his college career in 2022, Stoll spent three seasons in the Frontier League playing for the Sussex County Miners. Their manager for several of those seasons, former River Bandits manager Chris Widger, led Quad Cities to a High A Central Championship in 2021. First pitch to Austin Charles. That's low for a ball. This year, he also started in indie ball, playing in the American Association for the Sioux Falls Canaries, but the Twins scooped him up after just three outings with them. The pitch. That's low. Two balls, no strikes. 3-0 lead for Quad Cities in the bottom of the third. Two outs, nobody on. After giving up the RBI single to Kula Singham in the second, Stoll has retired four straight. Charles, in the first inning, faced Garrett Horn and drew a walk. 2-0 pitch. Sharply hit through the left side of base hit. Now before that swing, Charles was waving bugs away from his face. No timeout, just a base hit through the left side. Battling both Stoll and the local wildlife. Charles is aboard for Carter Frederick. Even with the wind, bugs aren't staying away today. At least they're not mayflies. We're done with that. Here's Carter Frederick. Strikeout his first time up. He takes a called strike. Low inside corner, 90.9 miles per hour. We'll round up to 91 for Stoll. Three runs on six hits now for Quad Cities. Charles held it first by Valladares. Out of the stretch, from the first base side of the slab, Stoll deals. Broken bat blooper towards right, and it's going to drop. Charles wants to go first to third. Ferrer misplays the ball in right. It gets away. Charles is around third base. He will score. 4-0 lead for Quad Cities. That's likely going to be a hit for Frederick, but no RBI on an E9. We saw both teams have defensive struggles yesterday. And the first error of tonight's ball game is going on Ferrer. Thought initially he was going to play the bounce to his left, realized he needed to go right with the mitt, and it went off the side of his glove and kicked away. Charles, with that hard turnaround second to get to third, open that door. So now a man at first for Hunter Ensley. First pitch inside, ball one. The E9 on Ferrer, the Colonel's 121st as a team this season. For Ferrer individually, his 13th. 1-0. Ground ball to second. Easy one for DeBarge. He plays three hops. Sidearm slings to first and ends the inning. Well, three frames into the ballgame, Quad Cities has scored in all of them. We go to the fourth. 4-0 Bandits on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Of the final Copa Wednesday of the season are in the books here at Modern Woodman Park, and Quad Cities is off to a fantastic start. Los Bandidos del Rio are in front of the Colonels 4-0 as we start the fourth. Eduardo Tait leads off for Cedar Rapids against right-hander Logan Martin. First pitch home. Fastball fouled straight back. Quad Cities tacking on another run in the last half inning thanks to a Jaime Ferrer error in right field, allowing Austin Charles to score from first. The pitch popped up towards second base. That'll be routine for Sam Kulasingham. A two-handed snag puts away Tait. One away. Well, nobody is throwing in Quad City's bullpen yet. And you may be thinking to yourself, well, of course not. Martin has not given up a hit through 3 1/3 scoreless. But the main reason why we're keeping our eye on the bullpen is because Martin's innings have been limited down the stretch of the season, and he's still coming back from injury. Here's Brandon Whitaker now for the Colonels. He takes high, ball one. But if you add up all the innings he has pitched since the start of August, Martin has fired off 12 straight scoreless. The pitch. Ooh, fouled off the plate umpire Tyler Vandewater. Ricochets towards the Colonels on deck circle. Tyler's okay. Immediately hands a new ball to Blake Mitchell. But now he's going to take a second to remove his mask and brush off home plate. Martin's only yielded two base runners to start the ball game, and one of them was in the form of Whitaker, who drew a leadoff walk to start the second inning, but ultimately was left stranded at second base. 1-1 count on him. Vandewater's ready to go again. The pitch. Slider at the knees, called strike. More movement down in the Colonel's bullpen. A new right-hander starting to get loose. And that looks like Spencer Bengard, who is slated to be the Colonel's starter on Sunday. Whitaker takes a timeout. Now back in the box with an open stance. Bat resting on his shoulder. The 1-2 for Martin. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike three. Fourth punch out for Logan Martin, his second backwards K in your scorecard. That was just a fastball, middle out at 94. Whitaker didn't pull the trigger all the way. Had a sixth straight retired for Martin as he now goes against Danny DeAndrade. The pitch. Waved out and missed. Another right-on-right changeup, strike one. 84 miles per hour. That one diving down into the dirt. Martin comes home again. Slider lifted down the right field line. Long run for Frederick. Nearing the Colonel's bullpen. He's not going to get there. It bounces behind the tarp. Foul. Anytime the ball gets hit in Frederick's general direction, it doesn't matter if there's a tarp, a mound, a bulldozer, anything in his way, he's going to run right through it to try to get there. So you always hold your breath and expect something amazing to happen when he's on the move. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball up. D'Andrade lays off. A little bit of orange on the clouds now beyond center and right field. As the sun sets over the first base side of Modern Woman Park. 1-2 pitch. Slider low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. D'Andrade with a fly ball to right field his first time up. Once again, rocking the bright yellow cleats with the yellow accoutrements on his arms. Sleeve on his right arm and elbow guard on his left. The pitch. Fastball, broken bat liner, one hop. It skips through the left side for a base hit. First knock of the game for Cedar Rapids costs Danny D'Andrade a stick. But he is aboard with two outs as he forces one between Charles and Vasquez. Off the bat at just 65 miles per hour. And we hear the wood splinter upon impact. But he perfectly placed it between the left side infielders. So no for Quad Cities tonight. Man at first, two outs. Top of the fourth extended for Urbina. First pitch, he lines one into right field. That's a base hit, just fair down the line near the bullpen. D'Andrade up to third. Frederick throws in towards first. And Urbina passes the torch on to Pancho Ruiz with a two-out single of his own. D'Andrade up to third on a liner that just continued to slice towards foul ground, but just tucked itself in on the left side of the chalk. So now it's catcher Pancho Ruiz. Colonels still have the tying run all the way on deck. But for the first time tonight, they're making some legitimate noise against Martin. Ruiz walked against him in the second. First pitch. Up and in, ball one. Pancho hitting .236 this year for the Colonels. One homer, 18 driven in. Martin's pitch count now north of 50. 1-0. Slider clips the outer half, a called strike one. Well, you know, dusk is upon us as the lights have come on the Ferris wheel and the carousel over on the amusement deck. 1-1. High fly ball to left field, but Ruiz just missed it. Ensley's underneath it. He'll make a chest-high catch and end a fourth straight scoreless frame for the former Kentucky Wildcat, Logan Martin. A couple of hits for the Colonels. Their first two of the game with two outs in the fourth, but nothing of them. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Still 4-0 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. River Bandits half of the fourth inning, led off by Eric Torres, and he takes a called strike one from new Colonels pitcher, right-hander Spencer Bengard, who is already the third arm used tonight by Brian Meyer. The pitch, slow chopper over towards third, already cheating in, throw to first in time for the out. That is not Danny DeAndrade, that is Rendon Cohn, who now appears to be at third base. Must have been a change somewhere. Not exactly sure what the deal was with DeAndrade. In fact, he was the first man to pick up a hit for the Colonels in that last half inning. But there might have been some shuffling around as the shortstop Merrick Houston potentially was removed as Sam Coolisingham takes low. Next pitch, called strike at the knees, 1-1. Coolisingham 2-for-2 with a couple of singles plus an RBI in the second inning. Pitch home. Rifled foul over the netting, into the netting over the third base dugout. It looks like Kyle DeBarge has moved over to short. Rendon Cohn is in at third. And DeAndrade up to second. 1-2. Ground ball towards first. That's foul. And Kyle McKinnon grabs it cleanly. He has had some difficulties over in the first base coach's box this season, but makes a nice play there. He wore one to help the Bandits, actually to help the Timber Rattlers last week in Wisconsin, as Coolisingham swings and misses for strike two, or strike three rather. So Bengard starts the night with a punch out of Coolisingham and a quick out of Eric Torres. So two down, no one on for Blake Mitchell. Bengard making his 16th appearance this season for the Colonels, 5-2 with a 4.43 as Mitchell swings through strike one. So just to circle back around on the defensive changes, Rendon Cohn has come in from Merrick Houston. He's playing third. Kyle DeBarge has gone from second to short, and Danny DeAndrade is now at second. The pitch. In the air, shallow left center field. Misael Urbina and Whitaker both over, and it's Urbina who makes the catch and ends a quick 1-2-3 start for Spencer Bengard. Bandits down in order in their half of the fourth. We go to five, still 4-0 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
top of the fifth inning at Modern Woodman Park. Bandits hurler Logan Martin is back out there. He's been excellent so far. Starts this frame against Jaime Ferrer, and it's low for ball one. For Logan Martin, he has fired off four scoreless innings, two hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. He gets Ferrer, Valladares, and then Rendon Cohn in this inning. Next pitch, foul to the screen, 1-1. In case you're still a little bit confused as to what just happened in the last half inning for the Colonels defensively, Twins first-round pick Merrick Houston was removed from the ballgame for reasons we're unsure of at this time. The pitch, wave and a miss, strike two. He was the starting shortstop for the Colonels. He was removed from the game, so starting second baseman Kyle DeBarge went to short. Rendon Cohn took over at third, and De Andrade moved to second. The pitch popped up on the right side in foul ground. Trevor Werner gives it a look, but it's just into the party plaza for a foul ball. So now Rendon Cohn is in the leadoff spot. That's why he's due up third in this inning. Don Cohn was excellent against Quad Cities yesterday with 3-for-4 with a trio of singles. The 1-2 to Ferrer. High fly ball to straightaway center field. Sprinting back is Torres. Still going back on the warning track. He'll reach up to make the catch. Really nice work from Torres to track that one down in deep center field. Good swing from Ferrer, but it's allowed out number one to bring up Valladares. Now there is movement in the Quad Cities bullpen. A right-hander in Jesus Rios is up, and he might just about be coming in as Jesus Asuaje is out of the third base dugout. Logan Martin with 4 1/3 scoreless, but he just hit 60 pitches, and that appears to be the benchmark tonight. So another outstanding effort from Logan Martin. He continues to work his way back to 100% health. He has still not given up a run since the start of August. We'll pause for a top of the fifth inning pitching change. New hurler coming in for Quad Cities. It'll be with one out and Jefferson Valladares at the plate. 4-0 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Jesus Rios will be the first man to work out of the Bandits bullpen tonight. One out, nobody on in the top of the fifth. He begins his evening against Jefferson Valladares. Right on right, first pitch. Called strike on the fastball. He takes over for Logan Martin, who went 4 1/3 scoreless, allowing two hits and just two walks with four strikeouts. Really great stuff from the former Wildcat. The pitch. Slider waved out and missed, 0-2. Valladares grounded out to short back in the third inning. He has reached base in 16 of the 18 games he's played for the Colonels this season. Takes a quick timeout, knocks the dirt off the bottom of his cleats, and now steps back in. Rios from the first base side of the rubber sets, kicks, and fires way outside on the fastball. 35th time Rios has towed the rubber as a Bandit this year. He has spent the entirety of the summer with Quad Cities. 6-4 with a 3.71 ERA. The pitch. A little low. The last time we saw Rios was up in Appleton. He was the losing pitcher on the 28th. Gave up two runs in two innings to the Timber Rattlers. 2-2. Popped him up. Left side of the infield, Austin Charles, the third baseman, takes charge and makes the catch. Valladares out number two. And back to the top of the order. A spot now occupied by Rendon Cohn, who came in as a defensive replacement in the last half inning for Merrick Houston. Houston finishes the night 0-2. And Don Cohn steps in, going 3-4 against Quad Cities yesterday with an RBI single in the second inning. Only RBI hit for the Colonels yesterday as he fouls the first pitch away for strike one. Rendon Cohn now in the midst of a four-game hit streak. It's been an injury-plagued season for him. This is just the 26th game he's played in for the Colonels this year. Rios delivers. Wave and a miss. 0-2. Don Cohn acquired by the Twins via a trade with the Dodgers last year. He was part of the Noah Miller deal. You may remember that former Colonel. The pitch. Strike three, swinging. Great start to the ball game for Jesus Rios. A pop-up and a strikeout to quickly help Logan Martin through the top of the fifth. Halfway through this Copa Wednesday night ball game, and Quad City still leads 4-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities. And whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Road to Royalty.
Shot of the moon just above right field here at Modern Woodman Park. It's been visible for the last couple of nights. Nice to see the clouds starting to move away after a rainy Wednesday afternoon. This Wednesday evening, cloudy a little bit, a little cool, but that's September baseball in the Midwest. Bottom of five, Quad Cities leads the Colonels 4-0. Daniel Vasquez leads off this inning and fouls the first pitch from Spencer Bengard back. Spencer, 23 years old, a California native, 15th round pick by the Twins a couple of years ago out of California Baptist. The pitch. Outside, 1-1. 3-4-5 to hit for Quad Cities. Vasquez, Brito, and Werner, all three right-handed hitters. The pitch. That's upstairs, 2-1. Now, the fourth inning was the first frame in which Quad Cities did not score. It was also the first frame pitched by Bengard today. It works out of the full windup, the 2-1. Lifted over the first base side, and it's going to get out of play about four or five rows up. Two balls, two strikes on Vasquez, the Royals' number 16 prospect per MLB pipeline. 21-year-old from Via Maya in the Dominican Republic. 1-for-2 with a single back in the Bandits' two-run first inning. 2-2 from Ben Guard. Check swing, pitch inside, no appeal. Ball popped out of Ruiz's mitt, but it didn't matter, and the count runs full. Chris Brito will just pick it up and toss it into the third base dugout. Still some wind to work with out there, but nothing too crazy. Started blowing out to center field tonight, now kind of blown out to left. The 3-2. Wave and a miss, strike three. Got him chasing a slider, down and away. Four straight retired to start the day for Spencer Bengard. That's his second strikeout. And up comes number 30, Chris Brito. Son of former big leaguer Tilson Brito. Chris with a sack fly back in the first inning and a ground ball in the third. First pitch. Fouled over the right side for strike one. Chris Brito, one of the best baseball players in the history of Rutgers University over in New Jersey. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike two. Hit a record 46 home runs over five seasons with a school best 200 RBIs and a single season record of 74 in 2022. The pitch. Right down the middle. Called strike three. Frozen with the slider. Three-pitch strikeout to retire the Bandits' cleanup man, and Spencer Bengard is on a roll. Five straight retired. All three of his night strikeouts picked up within the last four batters he's faced. Now Trevor Werner will try to kickstart things with two outs. 0-for-1 with a walk back in the first. Bengard delivers. Down the middle on the slider, strike one. 84 miles per hour for Bengard. Working with white cleats and a mostly black mitt. The pitch. Called strike two. And he is all over the zone with that mid-80s breaking ball. Werner checked the location with plate umpire Tyler Vandewater. Quickly confirmed it was indeed a strike. Two out timeout. Two strike timeout for Werner. Back in the box he goes. Bengard's ready. 0-2 pitch. Down and away on the curveball. Colonel's infield is shifted to left, playing Werner to pull. Second baseman DeAndrade up the middle. Raindon Cone hugging the line a bit at third. 1-2. Called strike three. A curveball low outside corner. Spencer Bengard strikes out the side in a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth. That sends us to the sixth. Quad City still in front, 4-0.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Spencer Bengard has come out of the Colonel's bullpen and steadied the ship as far as the Bandits' offense is concerned, but Quad Cities already has a 4-0 lead. Top of the sixth, Jesus Rios back on the mound facing Kyle DeBarge, Eduardo Tait, and Brandon Whittaker. That's 2-3-4 for the Twins affiliate. First pitch to DeBarge. Kyle takes, low and outside on a slider. Now Rios came in, picked up the final two outs in the top of the fifth after Logan Martin started the frame with an out. 1-0. High fly ball to right center field. This is going to stay in the yard. Carter Frederick circles around it, and the right fielder makes the catch. DeBarge is 0-3 to start the ball game. One down to bring up Tait. Well, yesterday it was the River Bandits bats that could not get going. Ultimately held to one run on two hits in a 2-1 loss in the series opener. Tonight, the Colonels with no runs and two hits. Both hits coming with two outs in the fourth. First pitch to Tait. Called strike one. Those hits belonging to De Andrade and Urbina. Tait is 0-2 with a strikeout and a pop-up. Been 1-5 yesterday. Infield shifted to right as the 0-1 sails in. And Tait sends it the opposite way, but foul over by the Diamondback cornfield deck. Quickly an 0-2 count on Tait, who got to play in the All-Star Futures game this season, but back when he was still in the Philadelphia Phillies organization. The pitch, just outside, 1-2. So he is playing against the Royals representatives and now big leaguer Carter Jensen and former River Bandit Frank Mazzucato. One, two. Wave and a miss. Got him chasing a changeup, low and outside. Two down in the top of the sixth inning, a fly ball and a strikeout for Jesus Rios. And now he'll face Brandon Whitaker. Well, Carter Jensen had his contract selected by the Royals on Monday. And yesterday, he officially became the 18th River Bandit to make his professional debut, or his big league debut, I should say, with the Royals, since Quad Cities became their high A affiliate in 2021. First pitch to Whitaker. Pulled down the left field line, foul. Almost took out the kneecaps of skipper Brian Meyer. Unfortunately, Jensen only got one at-bat yesterday. He pinch hit with two outs in the bottom of the ninth for Randall Grichuk. Angels were leading the Royals 5-1, and Kenley Jensen struck him out. The pitch bounced back up the middle off the glove of Rios, who knocks it down but can't find it. Now he picks up, throws wildly to first. It gets away from Warner. Whitaker is going up to second base, and he'll reach without a throw. Rios trying to do a little bit too much there. One of those plays where your instincts kick in, and even though as a pitcher you're taught to let the ground ball go past you and let the infield take care of it, you end up reaching for it. And Rios not only reached for it, knocked it down, stopping Kula Singham from making a play near the second base bag, but he picked it up and threw inaccurately to first. So it's going to be an error on the Bandits pitcher. Whitaker moves it to second base, and with two outs, a man in scoring position for De Andrade. First pitch, it's inside for ball one. So the Kansas City kid, Carter Jensen, officially a Kansas City Royal, but I guess if you're going to start your professional career, or again, your major league career with a strikeout, might as well be against one of the game's best closers ever in Kenley Jansen. 1-0. Way outside, one ball, one strike. Hopefully Carter gets another opportunity here soon. Played with the River Bandits in 2023 and for the first half of the 2024 season. 2-0 pitch. Fouled over the screen, out of play. Strike one. So it looks like they are giving Brandon Whitaker a hit. He's getting an infield single and then moving to second on an E1. 122nd air this season by the Bandits. 2-1 pitch. Cut on and missed. A good slider. Two balls, two strikes. 4-0 lead for the Bandits in the top of the sixth inning. That hit from Whitaker, just the Colonel's third of the game. And now with a 2-2 count and two outs, Blake Mitchell's going out to the hill. Its catcher and the pitcher Rios shield their mouths with their gloves. one of these things that you talk to the River Bandits coaching staff and people in the Royals organization. You ask them about Blake Mitchell, and of course you expect to hear about the great arm behind the plate, the immense power he has when hitting. But one of the first things they often bring up is his leadership skills, and that's exactly something you want behind home plate. Mitchell made a motion towards the Bandits dugout, kind of shrugging like he was confused. So I'm not exactly sure where the issue is, but they've got D'Andrade with his back against the wall. 2-2 count, 2 outs. The pitch. Called strike three. Got him looking at a fastball. 3 strikeouts now for Jesus Rios. Nothing comes of the air, and the Colonels remain out of the run column. Through 5.5 at Modern Woman Park, the Bandits still lead 4-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty.
At Modern Woman Park, Kyle Kercheval, thrilled to have you tuned in on Valley Sports Live, MILB TV, and at RiverBandits.com. Austin Charles leads off the home half of the sixth and takes a called strike from Spencer Bengard, who has been perfect in his 2 innings out of the bullpen. 0-1. Charles flares it over the screen foul and falls behind nothing and two. Bengard used the defense for a couple of outs in the fourth. Did pick up a strikeout in that frame, but then K'd the side in the fifth. Vasquez, Brito, and Werner all down on the strikeout. The pitch. Down and away. 1-2. Charles has reached base in each of his 2 plate appearances tonight. Drew a walk in the first and then singled in the third and eventually came in to score on the Jaime Ferrer air in that third. 1-2. Nudged foul. Austin Charles, 21 years old, from Bakersfield, California. 20th round pick by the Royals in 2022 out of high school. Somebody that was, like Trevor Werner, drafted as a two-way player, but he's only been a position player in his Royals farmhand career. The pitch. An awkward cut and a miss. Strike three. 4 straight strikeouts for Spencer Bengard. He had Charles all tied up. That was a breaking ball off the inside half of the plate. So 5 strikeouts amongst Bengard's last 6 hitters faced. He now goes right on right against Frederick, who singled in the third. First pitch. That's out of play over the Party Plaza. Strike one. More movement in the River Bandits bullpen. It is a left-hander starting to warm up, and I believe that is the newest River Bandit, Corey Ronan. The pitch. Called strike. 0-2 on Freddie. Well, speaking of transactions, Bandits infielder Diego Guzman promoted to AA Northwest Arkansas today. The pitch. Tapper foul up the third base side. Guzman was kind of the Bandits utility man off the bench. Played some second, played some third, played some short. Kind of got in a couple of times a week, but not an everyday player. And He's going to help the Naturals add some infield depth over their last couple of weeks of the season in Springdale. 0-1. Rather, the 0-2. Chopped to short. DeBar just got it. Throw to first is in plenty of time, and Frederick is retired 6-3 on the putout. Nothing but perfection so far for Spencer Bengard. 8 batters faced, 8 batters retired. Hunter Ensley trying to change that for Quad City's offense. They have not had a base runner since the third inning when they scored their fourth and most recent run. Ensley 0-2. He's put the ball in play twice but has nothing to show for it. First pitch. Softly hit. Back up the middle. Beat a base hit. Hunter Ensley was ready for a first pitch breaking ball. Kept the weight back and drives it into center for a two-out knock. So that snaps a string of 13 straight at-bats without a hit for Ensley. Now let's see if Eric Torres can keep this two-out rally going out of the nine spot. Turn on a pitch back in the second inning for a double. 1-2. The pitch. He pops it up. Over by the third base bag. Raindon Cone's there. He's got it, and the inning is over. So the two-out rally is short-lived for Quad City. Spencer Bengard has pitched 3 scoreless frames out of the Colonel's bullpen, and that sends us to the 7th. It'll be Corey Ronan ready for his River Bandits in professional debut. When we come back, he'll be protecting a 4-0 Quad City's lead. Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com. Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Pitcher on the mound for Quad Cities. It's the lefty, Corey Ronan, making his professional debut. He pitches the top of the 7th with a 4-0 lead as Miss Ayala Urbina takes low to start the game, or to start the inning, I should say. 6, 7, and 8 due up for the Colonels, Urbina, Ruiz, and Ferrer. Ronan just added to the Bandits roster yesterday. Southpaw from the third base side of the rubber comes home and gets a swing and a miss for strike one. Ronan, 23 years old, from Chicago, Illinois, signed as an undrafted free agent with the Royals back on July 21st. He was just transferred from the Arizona Complex League. The pitch. Wave and a miss on a changeup. 1-2. Ronan played parts of 3 collegiate seasons at the University of Hawaii in Honolulu. A career 4.87 ERA and 57 and a third frames. After his college career wrapped up this season, he made 4 appearances in the MLB Draft League with Mahoning Valley before the Royals scooped him up. 1-2 pitch. Tapper fell. The Bandits bullpen has seen a lot of new additions over the last couple of weeks. Max Martin, Hunter Alberini, Corey Ronan joining the list. Urbina's 1-2, singled back in the 4th. The pitch. Punched foul over the right side. Here in the top of the seventh, the Colonels have been held runless. They've amassed three hits. They've made an error, and they're 0 for 3 with men in scoring position. The Bandits have four runs on eight hits with one error, and they are 2 for 4 with Risp. Another 1-2 pitch. Curveball on the ground, sharply hit, but gloved it short by Vasquez on the backhand. Long throw to first, just in time. Urbina retired, and a nice play by DV. That ball was hit very hard, but still took Vasquez away from the play, if you will. Away from the throw, at least. So Corey Ronan's officially got a third of an inning in his back pocket. And now works left on right against Pancho Ruiz, who walked back in the second and flew out in the fourth. Infield shifted to left, playing him to pull. Ronan deals. Way outside and up, ball one. Ronan takes over for Jesus Rios, who looked great tonight. Worked an inning and two-thirds scoreless in immediate relief of Martin. Gave up just one hit and no walks while striking out three. The pitch. Curveball a little low. Ronan stands at 6'2", 195 pounds. He joins Tyler Davis and Jacob Widener as the three lefties in the bullpen. The pitch. Fouled straight back, 2-1. Never a bad thing to have an additional southpaw coming out of your bullpen in the midst of a playoff race. Speaking of which, we'll get to the out-of-town scoreboard here shortly and update you on all the action not only throughout the league, but in Beloit, where Quad Cities is keeping a close eye on this week. Timeout for Ruiz. Back in the box he goes, taps the bat on home plate a couple of times, and now pulls it back. Ronan working from the extreme third base side of the rubber. 2-1. Fastball lifted towards the right field corner. Long run over for Frederick, who drifts into foul ground, reaches up, and makes the catch for out number two. Two batters face, two outs for Corey Ronan. And number 24 now goes up against Jaime Ferrer. He wears Josh Hansel's number. Hansel on the injured list. It's been that way for about a month now. So 24 available and now worn by the former Rainbow Warrior. First pitch. Ferrer takes fastball, strike one. Jaime has yet to extend his modest three-game hit streak. So for two with a couple of flyouts today. Infield remains in a left field shift. A one, check swing, ball in the dirt, the appeal. No swing, Zach Kovic says Ferrer held up. No movement in the Colonels' bullpen. And why? Spencer Bengard's been nearly perfect. Three scoreless innings, five strikeouts to quiet the Bandits' offense. The pitch. Down the middle, called strike two. The only reason why you'd maybe consider removing Bengard sooner than later is because he is scheduled to start the game on Sunday. But it's just one game at a time. The pitch. Got him swinging, strike three. Corey Ronan completes his first River Bandit sitting with his first professional strikeout. He sets down Ferrer, and that sends us to the bottom of seven. Quad City still in front 4-0 here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty. We'll be right back.
as we welcome you back inside Modern Woman Park in downtown Davenport, we should let you know that the specialty Copa jerseys the River Bandits are wearing tonight, at least one of them could be yours. Just head to riverbandits.com and click on the big graphic on the home screen, and it will link you straight to tonight's jersey auction, where you can get a game-worn and signed jersey from your favorite River Bandits player. These jerseys have become a staple in the Midwest League Copa scene, the Banditos del Rio Threads. You can't beat them. Bottom of the seventh, Sam Kulasingham leads off for Quad Cities. He takes a called strike one. You've got about 30 minutes left to get a bid in on the jerseys. The auction ends at 8:45 Central Time at MILBauctions.com. The pitch, down and in, 1-1. Spencer Bengard is still pitching for the Colonels, beginning his fourth inning of work out of Cedar Rapids bullpen. Struck out Kulasingham the first time he faced him in the fourth. 1-1. Outside ball two. Sam is 2-for-3. A couple of singles, including an RBI poke in the second. But he was later caught stealing second. The pitch. Tapper over towards first base. Tough play for Valladares. He picks, flips, and just gets Kulasingham. Nice job by Bengard to cover. And it's 3-1 to retire the Bandits' leadoff man. That ball was hit in a troublesome area, but Valladares got to it quickly. And Bengard got to first quickly. So one out, nobody on for Blake Mitchell. Quad Cities leads the Cedar Rapids Colonels 4-0. They're out hitting them 8-3, including B. Mitch's first inning double. The pitch, changeup, down and outside. Well, I teased that game in Beloit, and right now, good news for River Bandits fans. They're in the bottom of the eighth, and the Peoria Chiefs lead the Skycarp 5-0. The pitch, wave and a miss on a slider, 1-1. If the Bandits hold on to win this game, and the Chiefs hold on to win that game, Quad Cities will get right back to within a game and a half of the Sky Carp. The pitch. Low and away, 2-1. It'll be a game and a half of the top spot in the West Division with four games to go in the second half. Lloyd's magic number right now sitting at 3. The pitch. Cut on and miss, 2-2. One final score. That's over in East Lake, Ohio, where Great Lakes beat the Lake County Captains 11-5. Time called by Mitchell. And with that win, Great Lakes has just retaken the lead, at least in terms of the playoff race in the Eastern Division. They now lead the Captains by a half game. The pitch. Hit down the left field line. It slices behind the Bandits bullpen, foul into the corner. Count holds at 2-2. Lake County and Great Lakes within a half game of each other. Lake County won yesterday's series opener in extra innings. Balloons got some revenge today. Another 2-2. Outside, ball three. The game over in South Bend today was suspended. Wisconsin and the Cubs got into the fourth inning with the Rattlers up 2-1, but they'll have to finish it off later this week. The payoff. Missed outside, ball four. Blake Mitchell draws a walk. Something you've heard a couple of times before. As the 42nd walk in 45 games for Mitchell this year, as he extends his minor league lead since he made his debut on July 8th. Just the second base runner and the first walk allowed by Spencer Bengard, as he now turns his attention to Daniel Vasquez, who's 1-for-3. The pitch. Broken bat, roller to short. DeBarge has it. Flipped to Andrade for one. On to first in time. 6-4-3 for an inning-ending double play. First twin killing either team has turned tonight, and it quiets any semblance of a Bandits rally in the home half of the seventh. So we go to the eighth, still 4-0 QC on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hi, this is CC Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Scoreless professional debut from Corey Ronan. The Bandits turn to more of a veteran arm. Right-hander Juan Martinez will make his 35th appearance of the season for Quad Cities. He handles the top of the eighth with his Bandits on top of the Colonels 4-0. Jefferson Valladares leads off and takes a called strike one. Valladares 0-for-2 in the nine spot. He's followed by Raindon Cohn and Kyle DeBarge. Martinez is the fourth Bandits pitcher used today. Right-hander works out of the stretch, fires home, and misses outside on the fastball. Martinez, 24 years old, from San Salvador, El Salvador. The only native of that country currently playing professional baseball by our count. From the first base side of the rubber, he kicks and fires. Wave and a miss, strike two. Martinez has been a so steady presence out of the Bandits bullpen this year. 0-2 with a 2.20 ERA. A 1.10 whip and an opponent's batting average of just 192. Two-strike pitch to Valladares is on the way. Tapped into the glove of Mitchell. It's strike three. A little bit of a slide piece to get the foul tip, strike three. That is the ninth punch out of the game for Bandits pitching as Martinez goes for the rosin bag before facing Don Cohn. Another strong month for Martinez in August. He gave up just 3 earned runs and 13 and a third innings for a 2.03 ERA. First pitch to Don Cohn. Curveball. A little low. Maybe outside. Ball one. Last time we saw Juan was August 29th up in Appleton. Tossed a perfect inning against the Rattlers in game 4 of that series. 1-0. Waved out and missed. Chased a fastball high. It's 1-1. As for the Colonels bullpen, two arms used today. Bulk of the innings have been eaten up by Spencer Bengarn. Martinez is 1-1. Fastball called strike two. He has pitched 4 scoreless and struck out 5. He's only needed 45 pitches. Why he was probably able to work that seventh inning. 1-2. Inside, Don Cohn got the hands out of the way. Colonels have a new right-hander warming up in the bullpen. And it looks like it's Ivan Romero. 2-2. Breaking ball. See you later. A flail and a miss from Don Cohn for out number 2. Back-to-back strikeouts for Martinez. 5'10", 170. Martinez is not going to blow you away with an upper 90s fastball. He'll sit 90-91, but it's his command and his IQ, if you will, that lead him to success. First pitch to Kyle DeBarge is low and away. Kyle has had an uncharacteristically quiet day at the plate. He's 0-for-3. Struck out against Logan Martin in the third. Here's the pitch. Outside, 2-0. DeBarge hitting 243 this year. 23 doubles, 7 homers, 64 RBIs, 64 stolen bases. 2-0. Slider inner half, called strike one. In the bottom of the eighth, Quad Cities will have Brito, Werner, and Charles due up, presumably against Romero, who continues to warm up down the first baseline. Bandits have not scored since the third inning, but the bullpen and Logan Martin have been stupendous tonight. 2-1. Inside, ball three. Now for all the success the Colonels have had this season, their offense has struggled as of late. Scored the fewest runs in minor league baseball in their series last week against Beloit. Just 11 tallies. 3-1. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike two. They were still able to split that series against the Skycarp, though, because their pitching staff had a 196 ERA and a .96 whip. Low-scoring pitcher's duel wins for the Colonels that week. Payoff pitch. High fly ball. Straightaway center field and deep. Torres is back with room, and he's got it. Inning over. A couple of strikeouts and a long fly ball for Juan Martinez in the eighth. Colonels have had just one base runner since the fourth inning. We go to the bottom of eight. 4-0 Quad Cities. Ivan Romero jogs in for the first base bullpen. He'll face Chris Brito when we come back.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Need some River Bandits merchandise? Rascal's Den is the place to go. Located just inside Modern Woodman Park, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store behind Section 7 or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Quad Cities, Kyle Kirchival, thrilled to have you tuned in on Valley Sports Live, MILB TV, and at riverbandits.com. As expected, Ivan Romero is taking over on the mound for the Colonels as the Bandits lead 4-0 in game two of this six-game set. Chris Brito leads off, followed by Trevor Werner and Austin Charles. The right-hander comes home and pours in a slider for strike one. Romero opened the season with single-A Fort Myers, had a lot of success as a Mighty Muscle, but he has struggled with the Colonels. The pitch, slider up, 1-1. Down in the Florida State League, Romero went 4-1 with a 2.60 ERA, a whip of just 1.18 and 50 strikeouts in 45 frames. The pitch, another breaking ball off the end of the bat, grounded to short. DeBar just got it. He throws off 1 foot. It's low, but scooped out by Valladares. And Brito has yet to extend the hit streak today. Sitting at 9 games, he's 0-3. And out number 1 in the bottom of the 8th. But after getting called up to Cedar Rapids at the beginning of August, Romero has given up 7 earned runs in 7 2/3 innings. Two of those earned runs against Quad Cities on August 17th. So here's the birthday boy, Trevor Werner, with one out and nobody on. First pitch, he breaks his back, grounds it to short. Backhand pickup by DeBarge. Low throw again by Adarez. Dropped the ball, and Werner is safe. Well, the barrel of Werner's bat went just as far to short as the baseball did. DeBarge picks it up, now hands it off to Don Cohn, who will pass it over to Jesus Asuaje. Fortunately, the baseball took DeBarge a little bit to his right, away from the barrel of the bat. And DeBarge's throw not quite there in time. Well, it might have been, but we won't know because Valladares dropped the ball and
We'll see what it's officially ruled. Either way, man at first, one out for AC. Charles, not just one foul for strike one. If they do indeed rule it a hit, it will be Werner's first of the game. Question is, would the throw have beaten Werner had Baidarez caught it? The pitch. In the dirt, knocked down by Ruiz. He was looking to throw to first without the baseball, now scampers to it. Indeed, a throwing error on Kyle DeBarge. Seventh of the season for Kyle. That guy plays a lot of positions to have only committed seven errors this year. The pitch. Down and outside, 2-1. Sixteen stolen bases in 22 tries for Werner this year. Held at first by Baidarez. 2-1. Foul tip held on to by Ruiz. He thought about throwing down to first, but just bluffs. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Let's check in with the rest of the Kansas City Royals farm system today. Only one other game going on the Royals farm, and that's AA Northwest Arkansas playing Springfield. The pitch. Slider low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And right now, the Naturals are on top 6-0 in the fifth. Both Columbia, the single-A affiliate for the Royals, and AAA Omaha played afternoon games today. Columbia lost on the road to Myrtle Beach 9-1. Storm Chasers lost on the road at Iowa 4-3 in Des Moines. Werner takes off from first as Charles sprays the 3-2 back into the screen. And we'll do it again. And Myrtle Beach trying to, well, right now they are getting a taste of who they'll face in the first round of the Carolina League playoffs down there. Columbia won the first half. Myrtle Beach taking the second. Another 3-2. Werner takes off again. And Charles pokes a foul over the first base dugout into the seats. Ivan Romero from San Diego, California. 23-year-old that went to the University of San Diego. Spent a couple of summers in the Cape Cod League. One with Yarmouth Dennis, one with Orleans. Another payoff. Fastball called. Strike three. Got Werner looking on the outer edge for the second out of the inning. A good battle, ultimately won by the right-hander. As now he faces Carter Frederick. We're in the bottom of the eighth in downtown Davenport. Bandits up 4-0, though they have not scored since the third. Freddie's 1-for-3 with a single. Looped one into right back in the third. First pitch, a little low. So even though he had his 12-game on-base streak snapped yesterday, he's starting a new one tonight. Romero from the third base side of the rubber. 1-0. Sprayed foul over the right side. 1-1. Nobody is warming in the Bandits bullpen, so Juan Martinez looks locked in for the top of the ninth. They'll get Tait, Whitaker, and De Andrade, the heart of this Colonels lineup. Open stands for Frederick in the right-handed box. He holds the bat well away from his body. The pitch. Swing and a foul back into the netting. 1-2. Frederick makes himself look even bigger in that right-handed box with that stance. He's already listed at 6'5", 230, which is just 20 pounds lighter than Jack Caglione. A menacing look in the box. 1-2. Check swing. Ball low. No appeal. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Wind is still blown out to left field, but nothing drastic. The moon still visible over the stadium lights beyond the right field wall. Centennial Bridge lit up. It's become a decent Wednesday evening at the ballpark. 2-2. There goes Werner. And Frederick fouls off another pitch. And for the third time, Werner will go back to first. He's getting his cardio in today. Second baseman De Andrade is shifted up the middle. Less to worry about Werner, just more to play Frederick's swing. 2-2. Fastball high, and the count runs full.
So once again, Werner will be off with the pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Ensley, Hunter Ensley, waits on deck should Frederick reach. Romero kicks and delivers. Another foul ball over the first base dugout. Next pitch will be the 8th of the at-bat. And the 20th of the inning for Romero. Got Chris Brito to ground out to start the inning. Trevor Werner reached on an error, and then he struck down Austin Charles after a decently long battle as well. Another payoff, and it's popped up in foul ground near the first base dugout. Tait sheds the mask and runs out of room. It's in the dugout seats, foul. Quite a plate appearance here for Carter Frederick. Going on 8 pitches for number 15. Freddie with the curly blonde hair spilling out of the back of his blue helmet. Romero leans in for the sign and now has it from Ruiz. 3-2. Another foul ball sprayed over the right side into the party plaza. Now, if you're looking for a souvenir at the ballpark tonight, you haven't gotten one, just go to sections 1 through 5 of the party plaza and Carter Frederick will probably hook you up. Tenth pitch of the plate appearance upcoming. On the way. And called strike 3. Frederick retired on the fastball, and Carter upset with the call from Tyler Vandewater. And Frederick quietly and calmly explaining his displeasure. And Vandewater says, we're done having that conversation. So we go to the top of the ninth. Bandits 3 outs away from a winner and evening this series up. They lead 4-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The road to royalty runs through the Quad Cities, and whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, stay in the know all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following on X and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag road to royalty.
Rapids is down to its final 3 outs on this Wednesday night in downtown Davenport. The River Bandits are ahead 4-0, and they are just 3 outs away from what would be their 15th shutout win of the season. Eduardo Tait set to lead off against Juan Martinez, the right-hander. Tait 0-for-3 today. First pitch. Wave and a miss on a fastball. Tait tried to hit that thing to Rock Island. It's 0-1. Tait with 2 strikeouts and a pop-up today. His average now at 245 in his Colonels career. The pitch. Low. 1-1. Now the Bandits bullpen once again fantastic. After 4 scoreless innings yesterday, Jesus Rios, Corey Ronan, and Juan Martinez have combined for 3 2/3 scoreless tonight. 1-1, popped up behind second base. Daniel Vasquez backpedals onto shallow center and makes the catch for the first out. Second time Tait has popped up tonight. And that brings up Brandon Whitaker. Cardinals have amassed just one base runner since the start of the fifth inning, and it was Whitaker's two-out single against Jesus Rios. Right on right, Martinez kicks and delivers. Wave and a miss, strike one. Now that game is still going on in Beloit, but the Skycarp are down to their final strike, trailing the Peoria Chiefs 5-0. The pitch in the dirt, 1-1. If Peoria holds on and Quad Cities wins this game, they will gain a game in the West Division playoff race. South Bend had its game suspended against Wisconsin. They trailed 2-1 in the fourth. They're basically out of the race now. 1-1. Fouled back into the backstop netting. We'll do it again. And now it's actually a 1-2 count, I beg your pardon. Well, South Bend will remain four games back if they go on to lose the continuation of the suspended game with four games to go. So realistically, Quad Cities and Beloit, the two horses headed down the home stretch of the season, trying to figure out who will play these Cedar Rapids Colonels in game one of the West Division Championship Series on Tuesday, September 9th. 1-2 count, the pitch. Whitaker takes a called third strike. High outside corner on the fastball. Third K for Juan Martinez, who is not a big strikeout guy. He's averaging under 8 per 9 innings this season, but he's located well. And now the Colonels are down to their last step. In second baseman, Danny DeAndrade. First pitch. Curveball called, strike one. Now Danny started the game at third base, but moved to second after Merrick Houston was removed. 1-for-3 at the plate with a fourth inning single. The only Colonel to third base tonight. 0-1. High fly ball, shallow right field. This should end the ball game. Carter Frederick comes in, loses his cap, reaches up, and makes the catch to complete Quad Cities' Midwest League best 15th shutout win of the season. They blanked the Colonels tonight 4-0 to even the series at one game apiece. A great bounce back performance for Quad Cities. They've at the very least for right now gained a half game on Beloit, and we'll see what happens at ABC Supply Stadium during the River Bandits post-game show. Stick with us. We'll give you the final numbers from this ball game, take you around the out-of-town scoreboard, and one more time check in with the rest of the Kansas City Royals farm system. A 1-1 series for the first two games of the six-game set against the Colonels. The Bandits beat Cedar Rapids on a Wednesday night in downtown Davenport, 4-0.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
for the final time tonight, we welcome you back inside the historic John O'Donnell Press Box here at Modern Woodmen Park. Kyle Kirchville with you for the River Bandits postgame show as Quad Cities completes its Midwest League best 15th shutout win of the season. Tonight, they defeated the Cedar Rapids Colonels 4-0 and even the series up 1-1, two games through a six-game set. Let's get you started with tonight's line score. For the Colonels this evening, no runs, three hits, and two errors. They went hitless with men in scoring position, 0-3, and stranded five on the base paths. For the victorious River Bandits, four runs on eight hits and one error. They went 2-4 with Risp and stranded six. The winning pitcher was Jesus Rios, who improves to 7-3. He pitched an inning and two-thirds scoreless out of the Bandits' bullpen, stranded one hit, didn't walk anybody, and struck out three. The losing pitcher was Colonel starter Garrett Horn, who worked just three outs today. He faced eight batters in the first inning and gave up two runs, both earned, on three hits, two walks, and a strikeout. Horn falls to 0-2 with Cedar Rapids. The Bandits' bullpen for the second straight ballgame to open this week worked scorelessly. After the inning and two-thirds from Jesus Rios, Corey Ronan pitched a scoreless frame in his River Bandits and professional debut, even picked up a strikeout along the way. Juan Martinez pitched a 6-up, 6-down, 8th and 9th with 3 Ks. Out of the Colonels' bullpen, success there as well. Eston Stoll gave up 2 runs, but just 1 earned in 2 innings of relief of the starter Horn. Spencer Bengard, though, was the highlight. 4 scoreless innings, 5 strikeouts, 1 hit, and 1 walk stranded. Ivan Romero pitched the bottom of the 8th and worked around an error with a couple of strikeouts. Final time of the ballgame, 2 hours in 8 minutes with 1,658 through the gates to see it here at Modern Woodmen Park. The Bandits scored 4 runs on 8 hits today and scored all 4 runs within the first third of the ballgame. Just as they did yesterday, they scored the first run of the night, 2 batters into the game. After a leadoff single from Sam Kulasingham, Blake Mitchell drove him in with an RBI double. After Daniel Vasquez singled, Chris Brito brought in Mitchell with a sacrifice fly, Brito picking up his 24th RBI of the season. Bandits up 2-0 after the first inning, but kind of a frame where it felt like the Bandits left something on the table. They had the bases loaded with one out, and Garrett Horn was able to strike out Carter Frederick and get Hunter Ensley to fly out to minimize the damage. The Bandits, though, right back into the run column in the second on an RBI single from Sam Kulasingham, making him 2-for-2 to start the ball game and securing his team-best 37th multi-hit game of the season. In the third, the Bandits tacked on their fourth and final run. They scored a tally on an error by the right fielder Jaime Ferrer, who misplayed a ball and allowed Austin Charles to score from first on a Carter Frederick single. That would be it for the Bandits' offense. In fact, after that Frederick single, just 3 total base runners over the final two-thirds of the ball game: a single, a walk, and an error. So really, 2 base runners for Quad Cities, but the pitching staff secured it, holding the Colonels to no runs with just 3 hits. The Bandits pitching staff issued just 2 walks as well. Let's give you one more look at that out-of-town scoreboard. And as we expected, the Peoria Chiefs held on to beat the Beloit Skycarp. They pick up a shutout win, defeating Beloit 5-0. And as a result, Quad Cities back to within a game and a half of the top spot in the Midwest League West Division. Another final over in Lake County. Great Lakes retakes the top spot in the Eastern Division, at least as far as the playoff race is concerned. They beat Lake County 11-5. Wisconsin and South Bend worked into the bottom of the fourth with the Timber Rattlers in front 2-1 at Four Winds Field. But again, that game suspended, so they will finish it sometime later on this week. They're still playing baseball over in West Michigan, where the Whitecaps have a 7-2 lead on Fort Wayne in the sixth. Dayton looking for a 15th straight win. They lead Lansing 11-6 in the top of the eighth. AA Northwest Arkansas still has its lead on the Springfield Cardinals. They're in the top of the sixth at Arvest Ballpark, and the Royals AA affiliate leads Springfield 6-1. Of course, we mentioned earlier, Single A Columbia losers on the road to Myrtle Beach 9-1 down in the Carolina League. AAA Omaha losers in Des Moines to the Ike Cubs 4-3. With Cedar Rapids' loss tonight, they will drop to 70-58 overall this season. They're now 30-32 in the second half.
and 30-31 on the road. For the River Bandits, they'll improve to 72-56 overall, 33-29 in the second half. They are 35-27 at home in the calendar season. Coming up tomorrow, we've got game three of this six-game set, as one of the Royals' top prospects and arguably the best pitcher in the league this season, right-hander Felix Aronde, will get the start for Quad Cities, 5-7 with a 2.65 ERA. He'll face Adrian Bohorquez, who gets the ball for Cedar Rapids, the Colonels' right-hander, 1-1 with an even 4 earned run average. Again, 6:30 first pitch. We'll be live with the River Bandits pregame show on Bally Sports Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com beginning at 6:20. So tune in early. We'll get you set up with the starting lineups and a look at the starting pitching matchup. And then the winner of tomorrow night's game takes a 2-1 lead in this six-game set for Quad Cities. Again, they'll be entering tomorrow's ball game just a game and a half behind the Beloit Sky Carp for the top spot in the Midwest League West Division. Until then, on behalf of our entire production staff and our director, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kirchwell. Thanking you so much for tuning in. We hope to catch you tomorrow right back here at Modern Woman Park for Game 3, 6:30 first pitch. Felix Aronde against Adrian Bohorquez. That'll do it for our broadcast. So long and good night from the Quad Cities.